Group and part of the Wall Street Business Network. NASDAQ symbol SALM.
The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we are on, and hey, this marks the eighth year. That's right, this is the first show of my eighth season. We've got some awesome guests. We got Ron Shuffield, head of EWM. That's the Berkshire Hathaway. Does that mean that you talk to the big man, Warren Buffett? Do you ever talk to Warren Buffett?
Yeah, we absolutely. Sure. We talk to Warren Buffett.
All right. We're going to get Ron. He's going to talk about Warren Buffett and what Warren Buffett said to him in private on the phone. It's been confidential. But we're going to get started because we're going to have Don Weidenfeld on talking about Magnum Energy Solutions and technology for your home and office, saving money. But we're going to kick it off with my good friend, Bruce Durkell, because it's all about Bruce. Bruce, welcome back.
Hello, Jim. Thank you. And hey, Ron, I love Ron, too. This is great. This is like old home week.
Yeah, he's talking to Ron, but Ron doesn't have his headset on. Talk again. Yeah, I got Fred in the other room. Fred said he saw you earlier, too, Bruce. So, yeah.
But here's something that's never happened before. Every time I'm on your show, I don't hear the intro. But I just heard the intro. You sold $1 billion of real estate.
$2 billion.
You're listening to me.
$2 billion.
You listen to me. $2 billion.
$2 billion.
I'm going to listen to you from now on.
All right. Well, that's closer to $3 billion, but who's counting? So it's still my eighth year. Ron's cracking up now because Ron knows that I count every little penny. Ron's paid me some excellent commissions over there. We love Ron. We love Ron. But, Bruce, this minute and a half is all about you. Tell me why you're on.
I am on because my new book is about to come out. You're saying all about you because the title of the book is all about them, and the book is all about how you create and change your brand and your marketing and your social media for what's going on right now. The world has changed, and everything you're doing in marketing needs to change.
Well, Bruce, I can't wait to read it. In fact, I'm going to get a whole bunch of copies for my friends. I'm going to give them out as holiday gifts because we don't say Christmas and Hanukkah. We say holiday gift. So, but I'm going to give them out. I was at one of my favorite auto dealers today, Warren Henry. And all right, thank you, Ron, for filling that part in for me. Warren Henry, and I was thinking, wow, these guys need these books. And then I'm driving and I'm going to talking to all the real estate guys, the realtors I do business, they could use it too. And suddenly I'm thinking, now I know how people get bestsellers.
That's right, and here's what I learned. It's called the bestsellers list, not the best writers list. So I think I wrote a great book, but if it's on the list, that's what matters.
It means it's selling. It means it's selling.
Exactly.
Now, Bruce, you're on the show all the time. Let's just hit the highlight real quick. We always talk about what your topic is. Give me a couple seconds on exactly what the book's about.
Very simple. The old days. Old days is before internet. The only way you could market yourself was to talk about yourself, because if you didn't do it, nobody else would. And that meant if you didn't have a lot of money, if you couldn't afford ads, if you couldn't afford television, whatever, you couldn't really market yourself. But today, all of that has changed. Today, because of social media, you don't need money, you just need creativity and you need to take some action. But here's the problem. There's no need to talk about yourself today, because when you go to see a client, they already have all the information they want about you. Why? Because they went online. Today, every one of us carries this little wafer of silicon and glass called a smartphone, gives you access to every bit of information that exists. What that means is you have to totally change the way you market. You have to stop talking about yourself, and you have to start talking all about them. Your ads, your brand, your social media has to change from, hey, look at me, hey, look at me, to showing people how you make their lives better. And the book is 300 pages that shows you how to do it.
Well, Bruce, I know that we've had some scheduling things because I'm going out of town next week broadcasting live from Gainesville, but I got to get you back on the show as soon as you can be in studio. We'll have a lot of fun, and we'll talk about all the people that are listening because my show's always about giving them good information they can use to make their life better right away. And part of that is having you on the show, Bruce.
I can't wait to come back. Go Gators, and let me just tell people how to get it.
Do it.
Just go on, go online, go to Amazon, go anywhere you like. Just put in All About Them. Buy the book. If I can help you with it, what you read, what you learn, I would be delighted. And, Jim, have a great trip. Travel safe. I can't wait to be back with you. Thank you.
Go Gators.
Say hi to Ron and Wanda for me. Go Gators.
Yeah, Bruce, I'm on now, so good to hear you.
All right, good to hear
Thank you,
my friend.
Yeah, I let the guy from Tennessee talk a little, and Wanda's giving a high five. We got to go. We'll be right back. We'll have Don Weidenfeld on. We'll be talking about Magnum saving you money and making your home more secure. We'll be back after this. All right. Hey, everybody knows by now that when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. Our friends at Warren Henry, I'm sure, are on the way to the Dolphin game. Hey, that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service. You know, I got my car in for service. They're dropping it off at my house this afternoon. That's what I mean when I say red cap service. In fact, you get a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda Rocket!
Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right. Hey, everybody. Where are you going to go when the traditional bank says no, when your situation doesn't allow you to qualify for a Fannie Mae loan? If your story doesn't just fit inside the standard box, you got to call me, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. You know, we got the Titans fans in town. I'll go slow for the... Oh, the Titans fans! Ron's from Tennessee. We'll go slow for the Titans fans. So you can call me at 305-773-6300. Why would you call me? Because we're one of the largest and oldest private lenders here in Florida. We've got the best non-resident alien program in town. That's right. If you got somebody and they're not a U.S. citizen, you don't think you can get them banked, you can bank them with me. At least for their mortgage. That's right. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Argentinians, Venezuelans, Russians, Colombians. Gosh, we'd even do people that are Americans. That's right. Maybe you're an American and you had a short sale. We can help you. You know, most people think that they're going to be easy to get a loan. Not so fast. So if you need help, give me a call at 305-773-6300. We'll help you close your deal. We'll help you close your business. We'll help you achieve your dreams. Because like Bruce said, when you give me a call at 305-773-6300, it's all about you.
Fish family, get ready to start the month of September when a homestand with postseason implications begins on Labor Day as your Marlins continue to chase a spot in the postseason. Be here starting on Monday, September 5th through Wednesday the 7th as your Miami Marlins host division rivals, the Philadelphia Phillies. Experience the energy as the fish come back home to make every pitch and every at-bat count. Support your Marlins and finish the month of September on top. For more information on weekly offers and to purchase your tickets, visit Marlins.com. Today.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Well, you know, we're supposed to have Don Weidenfeld from Magnum Energy Solutions. Hopefully he's dialing up. He's got those big stubby fingers, so he'll be dialing in. But while he's dialing in, we're going to talk to real estate expert, my old friend, Ron Shuffield. Ron and I have actually made money together. That's really a good thing. So, Ron, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hey, you're full of great answers today. Hey, listen, Ron, before we get started, talk a little bit about who EWM is, who you are at EWM. I give you a, you know, roll all that out. So you roll that out for us.
Well, EWM Realty International has been in Miami now for going on 52 years. Our founders, Anna Mae Esslinger, Arlene Maxwell, and Dodie Wooten started our company in 1964. I've been there since 1984. Al Harper and I purchased the company from the three founders that many years ago. And then in 2003, we sold the company to Berkshire Hathaway Home Services of America Real Estate Company, which is the real estate division of Berkshire Hathaway. So we have about 35 companies like us throughout the country now. If you put us all together, we're the second largest real estate company in America.
Wow. All I can say is we've only been on for 8 years, but high five to you, man. That's just awesome. Now, Ron, I know that you oversee a whole bunch of offices here in South Florida. Let's talk in general what you're seeing in the residential real estate market. If you want, we can talk a little commercial, too, because I know you got Tom Byrne there doing all the commercial stuff. High five to Tom.
Hi, Tom.
There you go. Now let's talk about what you're seeing overall, and then I'm sure there's different areas of town that are behaving differently.
Well, you know, it's a tale of two markets. We've been saying this for the last year. We saw things began to change a little bit in August of 2015. And our lower, more modest prices are still very strong. Low inventories, fast sales, prices are increasing. Once you cross the $1 million threshold, prices have begun to stabilize and actually reduce in a few cases. And we are seeing inventory increase over 50%, while our sales have decreased anywhere from 15 to 25%, depending on the market, whether it's single family or condo. So we are now beginning to see some nice price reductions, and especially the luxury end. You know, our sellers have recognized that if they want to be competitive with the sharp increase in inventory that we've had, that they need to have attractive prices to our buyers who are now having a lot more inventory to choose from.
So then, and this is before a lot of the large condo buildings are even starting to deliver, you're starting to see this, I guess, in the detached housing market?
Yes, and the over $1 million market especially. In the under $1 million market, not, you know, we still need more inventory in many of those price ranges. You know, people don't realize that under $300,000 in Miami is still 53% of every single family home sold in Miami-Dade County. So 53% of every single family home sold in Dade County is still priced under $300,000. Condos, 70% are under $300,000.
People can make a good living moving those units.
Yes, and we are.
And so I was going to say, and businesses can be very profitable moving those units. But as it gets stickier on the top end of the market, let's talk about people getting creative. You know, I would think that a part of the stickiness or part of the inability, part of the glass ceiling that exists there is that people don't have necessarily the deposits. Will people give them purchase money mortgages, help them get into their homes? Maybe that helps move mortgages. What are you seeing as far as people getting creative?
Well, you know, a lot of our people are paying cash now. We're still about 50% cash sales, and that's down from about 65% just a year ago. So we have a lot of cash moving in the market, and people that you maybe would not have assumed would have had cash to purchase, but that has been a competition, frankly, for our folks who don't have cash. But our financing is becoming much easier to obtain now. A lot of the mortgage programs that are out there now are allowing people to put down as little as 3%. And in the $1 million markets, though, you know, still 20% or so is still pretty normal.
So it sounds to me like there's housing programs that are out there for people that want to get starter homes or an affordable home, or God forbid they can find a place close to work where they can walk. And so now they can get themselves a nice government program that gets them up to 97% of cost. But for the people that are out there and they're buying cash, are those people from the U.S.? Are they still people from overseas?
still a large percentage of our buyers in the over $1 million market are from out of the country. If you go back 2 years ago, 42% of every $1 million property we were selling in Miami-Dade County, and a little bit less in Broward County, but still a large percentage of our buyers were from outside the country. So 42% in Dade County a year ago. Today, it's dropped to about 36%. So 6% of our foreign buyers are just not buying today for a lot of reasons. But the currency exchange differential has been a challenge to many of our foreign buyers, as well as a lot of the other challenges that we see globally.
Yeah, but somebody who's from one of those countries that had the devaluation against the dollar and bought all cash, well, they can call me and they can get a great mortgage and pull some money out. But that's not what we're here to talk about right now. I love it when I make that guy laugh.
When people buy real estate, they're always thinking about financing.
There you go. So, Ron, tell me now, what are some of the markets that have been holding up strong? I would think that they would be places where maybe the people's children come to go to school, or maybe a place where there's a concentration of their countrymen, things like that. Is that just my East of 95 perspective?
Well, it's been more a price question than it has been so much location. I mean, we have a lot of wonderful locations and a lot of re-emerging locations. As you look along Biscayne Boulevard in Dade County, for instance, a lot of people now are going back and reclaiming the areas that were fabulous areas in the 50s and 60s, and now we see these re-blossoming as new communities. But I think that price is really where the distinction is drawing the line. Under $500,000, you know, we can't get enough of that inventory. I mean, we're down to 1.5 months of supply in many cases. We need to have 6 to 9 months of supply across all price ranges. So when you fall below 6 months of supply, we have a lot more buyers than we have sellers. And that's where we are now.
Yeah, but that's part of that's because you can't create supply at that number. It's just impossible to build something for less than $400,000, or rather $400 a foot, that your people are going to want to live in. And so that means they got to live in something really tiny, which, by the way, that's what's coming next.
Well, that's exactly right, and you're right on target. I mean, people, you know,
it's my job to be right on target.
Well, when you look at over half of our market in single family is still the affordable home for them is under $300,000. It's putting a lot of pressure on that available inventory. But of course, you know, some of our large developers like Lennar, I mean, they're building building a lot of new product in that $400,000 range, and even under $250,000 to $400,000 range. But it's generally on the western and southern sides of Dade County, the western edges of Broward County.
I'll tell you, the deal that just smoked it right out of the park was Art Falcone's deal that he did up on the old Williams Island golf course. I forget what the old California Club golf course where my friends used to be valets, and I learned to sail on that stinking lake up there. That's right. I was there when they invented fire. The wheel was coming later, though. So, but yeah, Ron, I've seen what they've been doing. Other golf courses heading toward the Grim Reaper, too?
Well, I haven't heard of any golf courses recently that are talking about that, but we're searching for not only golf courses, but existing buildings where whole blocks can be repositioned and packaged. And of course, we're going to be a community of much higher density. A lot of people now want to be on the eastern edges of both of our counties to get closer to those things you mentioned a minute ago, to be able to walk to restaurants, walk to the grocery store, walk to your office, walk to your friends' homes. I mean, people are very conscious today about getting closer to where their activities are.
Well, we're going to talk more about that. I'm going to come up with a term that Ron's going to steal from me and give to all his salespeople. We're going to do that right after the break. Wanda's now teeing up for the break. She hears I want to go to the break. I'm about to give Wanda the finger, which means we're going to break. But when we come back, we're going to have great information. Yeah, she's giving me the finger back, but it's the index finger. We're going to come back with great information you can use to make money and make your life better. We're going to be back after this break, and stick with us. The stuff during the break will be pretty good too. I'm going to dance now. Oh, yeah. You know, I get happy. I get happy because when I leave, I step into my Warren Henry provided vehicle. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you, too, have to check out Warren Henry. I was there today. Hey, May, high five to you. High five to Ismet. Hugs and kisses to Larry. And, gosh, the guy that got me the car, he was just awesome, too. Listen, hey, the Warren Henry, go there. They got Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage. They all make me happy. The Warren Henry Advantage means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service. That's the people that I took my car for service. These people are bringing me my car. I don't have to drive. They're bringing it back. Hey, you also get a personal assistant. You can go over anything, anytime for 4 years. So obviously, I want you to join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. I got to dance some more.
Bring me down.
Run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
I don't read it. That's right. I don't read this stuff. I just make it up on the fly, but it comes out great. Hey, what are you going to do when you don't have a traditional loan? You need a loan. It doesn't fit inside the regular box. Maybe your bank can't do it. You think you're absolutely pristine, but maybe you're really not. Maybe you did a short sale a few years ago. What are you going to do? You're going to call me at 305. I still can't get the thing to come. 305-773-6300. That's right. For the Titans fans, the guys from Tennessee, Ron's from Tennessee, we're going to not insult them too heavy. You didn't wear that rusty orange thing today. You know, Ron? Yeah, I know. I'm going to rag you on that the whole time. I'm going to bust your chops on that. But call me, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. Maybe you paid all cash for that house. You don't think you can get any money on it. I can help you. That's right. You can be Venezuelan, Colombian, Brazilian, Nicaraguan, Argentinian, Canadian, even an American. Maybe the American, you know, isn't perfect. Well, I can help you if you're not perfect. You're perfect. Hey, go to your banker. Go borrow off of your stock account. But if you're not perfect, and that's 99% of the people that are hearing me, give me a call at 305-773-6300. That's 305-773-6300. Just turn your phone around. You'll be able to see it on Facebook. And give me a call. It doesn't matter. We're one of the oldest private lenders in town. We can make your deal make sense when other people can't. I get emergency calls all the time from realtors. Jim, I've got my buyer, but they can't close. So-and-so, they said this and they said that. Can you help me? I need to close in 3 days. Yes. Cost you a little more to close in 3 days. Give me 30 and it'll be even better. So give me a call at 305-773-6300 because when you call me, it's all about you.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Like money? Don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz. Where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Okay, I want to remind everybody it's my 8th anniversary show. Ron Shuffield, my main man, is here. We're taking it out. We're going to talk real estate. I got the fist bump from Ron Shuffield. You folks at EWM, I got Ron Shuffield to give me a fist bump. Now, Ron and I are going to talk. He's going, what are we going to talk about? Ron, I could talk forever. That's why I got a radio show. I'm waiting for Don Weidenfeld to call in. He's probably closing some huge deal. We'll put Don on in a couple of weeks because I'm in Gainesville next week. But remember, call me at 305-773-6300 if I can help you out with a mortgage. Now, Ron, we've been talking about the real estate market here in town. You see everything from your catbird seat. You got all your charts in front of you. You never usually allow people with charts. You will allow with the chart because I may ask you a question that requires a chart. Now, Ron, where is the market stronger than maybe it's not somewhere else? Like a place that's focused on locals maybe is stronger. I don't know if that's like Broward County, Palm Beach County. Maybe they don't do volume, but they got pace and stuff. So tell me, where are things kind of in balance? And please say Palm Beach County, because I just started financing a deal in Palm Beach County.
Yeah, I think
somebody else needs a loan.
Uh-oh, better take that.
No. I'm talking to you.
Yeah, you know, Broward County numbers are very strong. You know, the inventory in Broward is actually low. We have less inventory in Broward based on the sales that we're having there than we are in Dade. So our months of supply there are both single-family and condos are both under 6 months of supply.
Where? Like in the bottom, in the middle, in the top? Does it look like a bell curve like I had to know from college? What does the supply look like?
It's under 6 months. So in Broward County, you have, I'll give you the
look at the
numbers.
Charts. I don't let people look at charts, right. But you all let look at charts. Get photos of him. I'm going to make
get
sure
you're looking
people.
At these charts.
Yeah. And you got those glasses on, so you look smart, too.
Hey, And the Broward County single-family market, we only have 3 months of supply.
People
and,
are liking you, Ron, on Facebook, so it's really working for you. I don't know why, but it is.
It's because you're pumping it all up over there.
Well, I am, but you're good stuff. You got great information. We just want to make it fun.
Broward County single-family homes are supply is 3 months, and in condos we're at 5 months. And in Dade County, the single-family supply is now at 5 months. And condos are at 11 months. And
okay.
So that's not a surprise because we've been building a lot of condos for the last 5 or 6 years.
And now they're building them up in Broward. High five to George for getting the message and moving his stuff up to Broward. You know, they are one of the sponsors on the show. High five to the Related Group. We'll have them back again later this month. Now, Ron, I know that you do a lot of marketing for projects, not just individual stuff.
Yes.
What are you starting to see as far as the projects? Are they starting to, and I don't want to talk about one specifically, it doesn't have to be one that you guys are working on.
Sure.
But are you starting to see them offer more incentives? How are they enticing people? And are they being able to close deals once they get people through the door?
Yes.
That's 62 questions. You can answer them one
sure.
at a time.
Well, the investor has really been driving this market for the last 6 years. You know, a lot of condos where investors know that they're easy to rent. We've been having great success with that. They finish a building after 2-3 years, and then we have enough tenants to fill it.
Easy to rent. So are they doing like the Airbnb thing?
No, these are annual rentals. You know, okay. Most of the condos don't allow, you know, a short-term rental. So
I wonder why. That's a joke.
And I think that we will continue to see that, but with the new construction that's still under construction, we're beginning to see some of our leases take a little bit longer. I mean, we've added a month to rent. It was taking us about 2 months to rent an apartment, and now that's up to about 3 months in many of our markets. And that's just because we're having a greater supply than we had before.
Now, when you're renting a condo, I remember when I was renting a condo, I live in a purpose-built apartment building, which is gorgeous. I want to thank Bainbridge for making my life heaven at the Hamilton. But when you're renting the condos, I always remembered that you'd always walk in and every condo had yellow carpet and like that bamboo-y furniture with the Hawaiian stuff on. They see she's even nodding. That's a place you saw first too, right? We were at the same place, I guarantee it, over one of them places on Brickell Avenue, right? But Ron, now do they come furnished like that for that type of a taste? Oh boy, I had a struggle to not insult somebody. Or do they come like decorator ready where it's empty and you can throw your stuff in, or kind of both?
You're talking about to purchase or to rent?
Rent.
Okay, now rent, totally finished. I mean, you know, your floors today, a lot of not stone finishes, but basically some kind of a tile finish.
Oh, I love living under that guy.
Porcelain tile. Well, they insulate those floors, so you don't hear that.
Oh, of course they do.
And we have a lot of wood going in now. A lot of people like wood floors, so we're seeing that. But, you know, not a lot of carpet anymore. You know, the newer units all like hard surfaces. People can bring their own rugs.
Yeah, they put carpeting in on our floor, and I think we're the only people in the whole building that had carpet, but that's because I got plantar fasciitis. But now we're talking about more information than I think most people want.
You're in a beautiful building. How's all that waterscape downstairs?
I wonder who designed that building, Ron. Softball you.
Yeah, we were working with that way back, and I guess that was in the early 80s.
I thank you.
82.
Bro, I thank you every single day. I wake up, it's got great floor plans, it's got great views, it's got a great location, and it's got a great resident in it, my wife.
Yeah, that was a pace-setting building at the time.
It's still a pace-setting building.
Yeah, it is.
It's architecturally significant. The only difference today, from today to 3 years ago, is I used to say it's the big gray building. Now I got to say it's the little gray building.
Oh, yeah, you're getting surrounded with a lot of large buildings there. But that whole neighborhood, of course, has transformed over this last 5 or 6 years.
It's amazing. We can go somewhere now and have dinner without getting on I-95. My wife can, you know, my wife, as I call her, oh, you're going to love this. I call her an urban hunter-gatherer because what she does is she goes to the different places. Wanda's giving me like the look. Do I got to go for traffic, Wanda? I want to because I want you to love me, Wanda. So we're going to have more of this great banter with my good friend, Ron Shuffield. We're going to talk about the residential real estate market. Maybe Don will call, and I think he's rolling to another week because he's making a big trade. We're going to talk all this great stuff about the residential real estate market with guru Ron Shuffield, who sits at the top of the Berkshire Hathaway-owned EWM Real Estate. I'm going to make you say the ladies' names again because that's just awesome stuff. Wanda, take it away. We'll have great information around the corner you can use to make money. Stick with us.
Fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, violent, living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty.
I'm putting this one out for my rockin' mom. She's out of Aventura Hospital this week. Thank God. Mom's feeling better. High five to everybody on the 5th and 7th floor at Aventura Hospital, including Mrs. Goldenberg. We'll have her on. We'll talk all about it.
And my band about that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Let him, I want to hear him a little bit more. That guy's little, but boy, is he good.
Saturday night, are we in the spot? Don't believe me, just watch.
All right, there we go, Wanda. Give it to me now, and I'm going to talk about my Warren Henry boys because they are as cool, as hot, and as hip as that dude is. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can from my friend Larry's Inn. You go there because that's why you got to check out Warren Henry. I'm going to start again because I just ruined this. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. It's all about you when you go there. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service. You go, what's that? Well, I dropped my car off for service today, and they're bringing it back so I don't have to drive I-95. And high five to anybody who can keep me off of I-95. You also get a personal assistant you call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So now you know why I keep saying, join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Let's do a little bit more of that funk.
Girls hit you, hallelujah. Ooh. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Ooh. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Ooh. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Bro. All right, I'm sitting there talking on Facebook to Carlos Rosso, and you busted me. But why was I talking to Carlos Rosso? Because Carlos sells to non-resident foreign aliens. And who has the best loan programs for non-resident foreign aliens? I'll tell you, Carlos, we got them. That's right. We can finance your non-resident foreign aliens. I don't care, Brazilian, Colombian, Argentinian. Did I say Venezuelan? I'll say it again if I did. Canadians, there's a lot of Canadian buyers. Hey, maybe you're a U.S. person, you had a short sale, a hickey, you got that dynamic income. Hey, I can help you. If you're perfect, hey, talk to your banker, get the bank loan. But if you're not perfect, could they hear me, Wanda, or was I talking in the wrong direction? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I'm going to show the sign so Carlos can see. It's backwards, Carlos, but you can figure it out. 305-773-6300. Give me a call today. Why? Because I can help you. We're one of the largest private lenders in the state also. Oldest. We can do a private loan. You go, what's that? I go, that's not a hard money loan. What's a hard money loan? Well, Bruce asked me that, and it's just too complicated to say. But if you're looking for a loan, you got to close fast. You got to be creative. If your loan doesn't fit inside of the box, you call me at 305-773-6300. You go, Jim, why should I call you? Because when you call me at 305-773-6300, it's all about you.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic.
Busy in Miami-Dade, but looking at delays on 95 northbound from downtown up past 151st Street. Also looking at slow traffic on the Palmetto southbound between Kendall Drive and Dixie Highway. And there's an accident on the Don Shula southbound at Killian Parkway. And in Broward, we're slow rolling on 95 southbound between Broward Boulevard and Davie. That's your South Florida traffic.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. And if you're not watching on Facebook, you're missing the best part of the show, because on the Facebook, they may not hear all the music, but they do get the R-rated version of the show. And I'm sorry, honey. I got to apologize to my wife. I did say a couple of wordy dirds. Oh, Matt, how you doing, Matt? Give me one of those. In fact, if we're going to do the fist bump, hold on. I got to get this on tape. All right, I want people to know that really. Ron Sheffield and Jim Freed. We do the fist bump, and that's as close as I'm going to get to Warren Buffett. But I'm there. That's the hand that shook hands with Warren Buffett, right?
Absolutely.
High five. All right, I'm there. I'm down for that. All right, Ron, we've been having a great time. We've been talking about the different real estate stuff. We've been telling people how they're going to make money, where they can make money. And really, this is what I want to do. People make money when they buy. So how are they able to buy in this market and make money? I gave you a whole long time to ask the question so you could have at least 10 seconds to think about your answer, but now you're up. How does somebody make money in a market that's sliding the direction that it's sliding to a little more level, a lower little equilibrium there? There you go. I gave you at least 60 seconds.
You know, good question, because I think that our pent-up buyers today are probably larger than they've ever been. We have more pent-up buyers watching on the sidelines. Everybody wants to own a stake in South Florida.
They do, but they've been afraid.
Well, but what they're doing now is watching, because we've had in the last, and again, thinking over in the over $1 million market, we've had 37% of our listings in the entire multiple listing system have reduced their prices since the first of the year, an average of 10.5%. So prices are still,
they're still below the peak from the last time. So yes. People don't really need to think that, oh my God, I'm paying above market, that I'm paying a price I'll never see again. That was last time. Yeah, maybe.
Many of our properties are still 25% below the peak of the last market.
Well, exactly, I think that's an important fact, because rental rates are going up and up and up, so the people can put it back on the market and make good money. Are they covering their, what's the word that you can say when you can't say nut?
Yeah, they're covering their cost.
There you go.
That's right.
You know.
Yeah, they. What I see is we have 1,035 net new residents moving to Florida every day. This is a U.S. Census report. 1,035 people moving to Florida every day.
Build a wall. I'm sorry. I just couldn't resist.
Yeah, Dade and Broward County represent about 23% of the state's total population. So theoretically, we have about 235-40 new people coming to Dade and Broward County every day needing housing.
How come we can't get respect at the legislative level? Oh, wait, I don't do politics on the show. So, Ron, where are we going to put those people? Are they all the same kind of person? Can they all go in the same place?
No, I mean, everybody comes with a different budget.
It's a softball.
But we have a product for everybody. I mean, when you look at the fact that, as we said earlier, over half of our housing is still under $300,000. 53% of all the single-family homes in Dade County are under $300,000. 70% of the condos are under $300,000.
You know, Ron, but people need jobs too. Okay, now no. I'm going somewhere with this. Now, a job that I think is, let me rephrase that, a career that I think is in tune with the marketplace, that gives people real good upward mobility, is a career with a place that they can have a good group of mentorship and have a bunch of positive energy. And shoot, my whole career has been about real estate. And you saw I've gotten into now the residential mortgage business, and there's a reason. I see the next wave of opportunity in Miami, and this is where I go like this, right there across the skyline. Capital and selling it. And if people get with the right mentors, I think that it's just a door that they can unlock. Thoughts?
Well, we're telling everybody today that the interest rates are lower than they've been in our lifetimes. And even if you don't need a mortgage today, it's probably wise to go ahead and get a mortgage, because with 3.5% to 4.5% rates, I mean, that's more your business than mine. But
Man, I wasn't fishing for that, but that's a good one. Thank you for the softball. If you need a mortgage, give me a call at three. Well, I know that EWM has one too. They have a mortgage group. But if you don't want to use theirs, you can give me a call at 305-773-6300. But I was more about the careers that are available, because you have a great group of senior brokers that work with you, and those folks always need extra hands. And when times are like this, you can get in on the ground floor on one of these teams. You guys make teams now, right? How does that work?
Well, we have a lot of different variations of teams. We have some people that are two-person teams. We have some that have a few more to a team. A lot of people still enjoy just working by themselves. So really, there's a program for everybody in our industry working with our company.
Okay, that's really what I was fishing for, because I know that everybody that I know, except for Tom Burns, really happy working at EWM. Now, we're going to go to a break in 5 minutes. Still, we got another couple of minutes, right, Juandita? That's part of my Spanish. I say Juandita. People think I speak Spanish. Well, they're cracking up on the other side over there. Now, Ron, if you could pick one market, and we're going to talk emerging markets, and then I'm going to rue the day I asked you, because then I can't go there and buy property in front of everybody. But, Ron, where do you think, and I've got a whole bunch of answers, so you can't nail me on just one. Where do you think the next emerging market is, not really where developers are going and building high rises, but where the normal person that lives in Miami can buy a place and live close to schools and housing? Oh, the word was donuts. We'll talk about donuts in a minute. Where can people go to find a good place, good quality of life, and still be able to live there?
You're talking about price-wise.
Yeah, okay. Lifestyle, price, yeah. Everything.
Well, I think in any of these areas that we've talked about already, where we're going back in and filling in all the services that people want, where they don't have to drive in their car, where they can walk to so many things. And there are a lot of areas that you know, Hollywood is a great area.
I love Jollywood. Yeah. I call it Jollywood because I'm an old man. We used to call it Jollywood.
And you look at all the changes that have happened on the beach over there in Margaritaville and all the new pieces that are coming into that marketplace. And, of course, then the neighborhoods.
Thank you for not calling it Dania Beach. Oops, there I did it.
I said it. But, you know, when you look at all the services that we have offered now in this Tri-County area all the way to Palm Beach, I mean, there's no need to really go anywhere else.
You know, one of the things that really is interesting is the turnover and the evolution that you're seeing in Wynwood in the original stuff. And you drive through there now. I go to Dave Lombardi's office a lot, and I see these homes. And suddenly, one day, they're, you know, painted lime yellow and, you know, lime yellow. I say, it really is a color lime yellow. I probably lime green. They're painted lime green. They've got all this 62 cars in front of it. The next day, it's painted in taupe. Everything's covered, and there's a sign, live, work, space. Can people still buy a home back there and make it work?
Yes. And, you know, many of these neighborhoods that have been transitioning back to the homes that were there 50, 60 years
right.
ago, you know, that's where people have been seeing the greatest appreciation for the last decade. And, you know, some of those neighborhoods, you know, people were doubtful would be able to turn around so quickly. But we've watched them. I mean, the neighborhood where you are on Edgewater and those neighborhoods, remarkable change in a very fast period of time.
Yeah, well, I got to just give it to Carlos Rosso, who is watching on Facebook. High five, Carlos. Because Carlos, early on, identified what he called the bones of Biscayne Boulevard. He identified the fact that everything needed to change there, that all those lots were there. And the old condos that are there now, they're going to get bought up and tore down too, because I know that we can't say who, we can't say where, but we all know people that are buying condos in these buildings looking to get control of the condo boards. Not that anybody would really do that. Now, Ron, I want to ask you another good question here, and let's talk a little bit about commercial. You got Tom Byrne. I know he doesn't waste his time there. Can somebody really do a lot of business with Tom? Does Tom have a team? I've met Tom's son, right? That's Tom's
yes.
team.
Tom's yep, son. Tom Jr.
Hi, high five to Tom and Tom. And so how is that going? Are you able to do some good? That's what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about the ladies' names again. Give us those ladies' names again. It's awesome.
Anime Esslinger, Dodie Wooten, Arlene Maxwell.
I love that. And then I wanted to tell you, it's the theory of donuts. And Mike Fay came on and talked about it. What it is I call it the theory of vertically integrated activity centers. That's what you're really talking about. And people can work, live, play, and afford to live there. That's the hard part, is affording to be able to live there. That's what we really need in our town. We're going to talk about where that stuff is found, because Wanda's giving me the eye. She's pursing her lips. Her finger is poised on the play button on the music. So Wanda knows we're going to go to break, but we're going to come back for one more segment. We're going to talk to Ron Shuffield, head of Berkshire Hathaway, Esslinger, Wooten, and Maxwell's local real estate, because he's the guru. I'm just the guy keeping you entertained and talking. We're going to have great info you can use to make money today, right after this one. It's yours. All right. Well, you know, the song's Walking on Sunshine, but I'm driving on sunshine because I get my vehicles from Warren Henry. You know, I have my car up there, service today, May. High five. I just think she's terrific. Ismit was there. Everybody was there. We were having a great time. And you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. If you want to buy a house, you got to check out EWM, right, Ron?
Absolutely.
All right. See, Ron's mic wasn't on, but he said yes. Wanda, yes. There you go. See
there
that? There you go. So when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage. Am I bopping enough for you guys yet? Hey, that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, or red cap service. Those are the guys that are driving my car right now down I-95 so I don't have to drive and get it. And if I don't make one trip on I-95, that's a high five for me. Hey, and you can also get a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Now you know why you need to join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Let's walk on some more sunshine.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Fish family, get ready to start the month of September when a homestand with postseason implications begins on Labor Day as your Marlins continue to chase a spot in the postseason. Be here starting on Monday, September 5th through Wednesday, the 7th, as your Miami Marlins host the division rivals, the Philadelphia Phillies. Experience the energy as the Fish come back home to make every pitch and every at-bat count. Support your Marlins and finish the month of September on top. For more information on weekly offers and to purchase your tickets, visit Marlins.com. Today.
You know, I got to tell everybody, you got to watch this on Facebook, because the stuff that goes on behind the scenes is amazingly fun. We're having a great time. It's sometimes R-rated. I get you-know-what at home when I do that. Wanda's got
the show in the show.
Thank you, Wanda. You are the show within the show. Hey, it's our eighth year. That's right. It's our eighth year. High five. Thank you to Carlos Rosso and the Related Group for being our sponsors. We love them. We'll thank all our sponsors at the end. Thank you to all our listeners. I want to thank everybody, but you know what's coming next. I'll just say the number now, 305-773-6300. I say that number, people call. It happened earlier in the show. 305-773-6300. I'm not going to insult the Titans. Oh, yes, I am. I'll go slow later for the Titans fans. Hey, we got the best non-resident alien program in town. If you're Venezuelan, Colombian, Brazilian, Nicaraguan, Panamanian, Colombian, did I say Colombian? Canadian, I always like, and then I go right to, even the U.S. citizen, we can help you get financed. Heck, not too many people are perfect. Maybe you did a short sale, maybe you did something with your credit cards. Oh, yeah. Ron's nodding. Yeah. People may not have done the short sale, but a lot of them did the credit card gig. Hey, that means you're not perfect to the bank, and they're going to give you, well, not what you want, but you call me at, and here we go. I'm going to go slow for the Titans fans. 305-773-6300. You give me a call, Jim Fried at Spectrum Mortgage. I'll help you get a loan. Doesn't matter. We're one of the oldest private lenders in town. Gosh, in the whole state. We'll do a private loan. You go, what's that? I go, that's a loan that just doesn't fit inside the box. When your bank isn't going to do it, when you're not perfect, you give me a call. The number again is 305-773. I'm going to show Ron's people. 305-773-6300. Why do you call that number? Because when you call that number, it's all about you.
880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, all right, all right. We're back. I'm playing with all the microphones. First off, I want to give a shout out to all the folks at Aventura Hospital, Stanley, Tiffany, Denise, Diane, all of those people. They were amazing. My mom had great food. She had a great time. It was very clean. It was beautiful. They had stone floors. I couldn't believe it, Ron. Just like in the apartments you rent. It was just amazing. I loved it. What a great place. They took care of my mom. My mom's back home, loving it up with my sister. My sister came in to relieve me of duty. Thought I was going to die. Well, I love you, Mom, but after living every day in the hospital and not being sick, it wasn't too great. But I love you so much. Thank you again to Aventura Medical Center. They were great. We're on talking to Ron Shuffield. Ron runs EWM, Esslinger, Wooten, and Maxwell. He talked about all the ladies' names before. It was Money in the Bank. Ron runs it, and Ron is partners on that business with a guy you may know named Warren Buffett. So I got the fist bump. I'm going to do it again. The fist bump on the hand that talks to Warren Buffett. Now, Ron, we've only got a few minutes left. I want you to speak to the peeps. I'm going to basically make it yours. Tell me what your opinion is of where we're going, why, what people need to do to take advantage of it and make money today. Ron, softball.
Hey.
There you go. Bang, out of the park.
Well, we've watched this market now for the last 12 months beginning to adjust to a more normal market. You know, we've lived in a market where we've had so much international business, a lot of outside factors that have really given us tremendous sales. We still are having tremendous sales, but it's a more normal market. When you look back a few years ago, this is looking more like those markets.
It looked like a big bubble before.
Yes.
No, I meant not. I don't, that's the bad word to use.
Yeah, it is the bad word to use. But we have we now have a good inventory in the higher prices. In the lower prices, we don't have enough inventory. So if you have homes in those lower prices, now's the time to sell. If you have homes in the higher prices, strategic locations, still very saleable. We're still making a lot of million-dollar sales. Our company is selling a million-dollar property about every 16 hours, 24 hours a day.
Wow.
So 365 days a
Somebody's
year.
Somebody's making money at EWM.
Well, absolutely. Our people are working very, very hard. But I think
and they're good folks, too.
Well, absolutely.
Except those guys. No, I'm just kidding.
I think long term, we have everything to look forward to in this market. You know, we're probably going to be another 6 months or so of adjusting market back to a more normal market. So that's what we're into right now. But our numbers can help buyers and sellers really appreciate where the market is today. So if they talk with one of our associates, they'll have access to all that information and be able to make a better decision.
You see, what I would tell somebody today is if you can go out and you want to buy a home and you're not looking to flip fly or skedaddle, then you should go buy it because pricing is good today. It's is it going to go? I don't know where it's going to go, but if you need to live someplace, we got the sand. Yes, there's the weather out there today, but it's usually great. This is a place everybody wants to be, and I got a secret for you. That ain't changing anytime soon.
Well, absolutely, and of course, what is changing, though, is that we're having more and more buyers coming our direction.
Yes, and they have money. They have desires. They want to do all these things. Ron, there's one thing I let people do before we let them leave. How do people find you? How do people find out about careers at EWM? And even better than that, how do they get deals from you?
Well, the easiest way to find us is just EWM.com. You go to our website, you'll find everything you need, all the phone numbers, how to work with us, how to buy a home, how to sell a home, EWM.com.
I'm going to jump out of my chair right now. Ron!
Hey!
Thank you so much for joining me on my 8th anniversary show. We've been on for 8 years. I'm going to move the thing off you because even though it's all about you, it is Fried on Business. So for a minute, I'm going to make it all about our listeners. Hey, listeners, I want to thank you so much. It's been 7 years now, 8 years that we've been on. We have great sponsors, people that have tuned in all the time. Don Weidenfeld, Matt Anderson, Stuart Berman, Steve Cohn, and our good friend Carlos Rosa. We're all listening today on our eighth. You can't see the eight, but there it is. It says eighth year anniversary show. And now this is where I say thank you. I want to thank our guest, Ron Shuffield of EWM. I want to thank the CCIMs for being sponsors. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive for being a sponsor. The NFL alumni. Social Media 305. I want to thank the Miami Marlins. I want to thank, of course, our old friend Bruce Turkel. I want to thank the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. But the most important person to thank is you, our listeners. That's right. I want to thank the Related Group, Spectrum Mortgage, Warren Henry, Magnum Energy Solutions, Kind Snacks. Gosh, it keeps going. I want to make sure I'm not missing anybody else. Espresso Marketing and, of course, Social Media 305 and Lawrence Kids. Please go to Facebook and like our show. Like our pages. Go to @JimFried and @FriedOnBusiness for Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, website. I got to read the trends. Robert, how are we doing on the website? You know, if you missed today's show, Robert will have it up on the webpage. Hopefully tomorrow morning, www.FriedOnBusiness.com. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next week on 880 AM, Thursday at 6, live from Gainesville, the annual University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies board member retreat. We're going to have all kinds of great guests on. Why? Because I just love doing this. Hey, remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something, finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Michael Cooper will make sure you know how to make it happen. So will I. Wanda, I'm done. I'm out of here. It's all yours.
About a jelly roll, he sings a song about a pork and gravy. He sings some blues about New Orleans.
You know it's gone, gone, gone. Jumping like catfish on a pole, yeah. You know it's gone, gone, gone. Ham, chicken, cake, Creole.
He bends a string and lets all shoot low.
This is a Bloomberg Market Minute. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 18 points in cautious trading, a gain of 0.1%. The Dow finished at 18,040.